We are joined on the line by, do we call him a friend of the show based on, he's made a couple of appearances now.
He's a nice man, a friend of the show stretching it. I don't think he has a lot of respect for us. He knows he's getting on with a bunch of crazies, right?
Hey, wait a minute. Do I get a vote on this?
Sure. How should we categorize you?
I'm definitely voting for friend of the show. In fact, how about best friend of the show?
Wow. And with that... With that, the commission of the CFL, we end the show because we've never had someone with so much power give us that kind of an endorsement. We are done. Thank you, everybody. Enjoy Grey Cup Week. hey, Commissioner, the one thing you do know about us is we're not that smart, Randy. So explain to me, you suspend Rose to defend the official, but he can appeal it, and the appeal doesn't happen till after the Grey Cup game. How does that work? Because I can't get my head around that.
Well, it's just the way our collective bargaining agreement works. So, you know, it doesn't properly, account for a situation like this, which happens from time to time. Not all of those agreements, you know, can anticipate, you know, all the things that could happen. Look, we went into that decision eyes wide open that there was a very real chance that the players would appeal, and that's certainly their prerogative. So you know what? It's one of those things. We made our decision in good faith, and the players have responded in turn. And I think you move on, and you know we'll probably talk about this issue this winter as part of the contract negotiation.
You know, you guys have also stepped in real quick here over the last week and a half. The officiating crew's taken a lot of criticism over the last little while over some calls. The most recent one happening in the West semifinal, where Brandon Bridge gets knocked out of the game. And it's obvious, and the replays show that he got hit from the got hit in the head, knocked out of the game with about 8 seconds to go. You quickly reacted to where there was a lot of venom on social media, and you said, "Look, enough is enough. We got to review this sooner rather than later because just missing this isn't good enough." You've added the eighth official, but what's the long term plan? Do you have a sense of what this is going to look like going forward here?
Well, I really believe we have to sit down this winter and take a whole fresh look at how we're going to officiate for our player safety issues. And I think we're going to have to talk about the command center and what role, if any, should it play. We'll have to get a review from the officials on how this eighth referee worked. Did it help? Did it add value? I just think it's going to have to take a fresh look at it and see if there is a better way. You know, I want to consult with our coaches and GMs. I want to consult with the players. But ultimately, you know, we want to make sure that, A, we're doing everything we can to take those hits out of the game, but, B, when they happen, we've got to get them right. So we've got some work to do.
You've done a lot, and I said when you made that move with the hit to the head, I said, I don't think Randy Ambrosi is a guy who ever had a to-do list and it stayed on the fridge very long. Man, you get things done in a hurry. A CBA is something that's coming. Where do you sit with that? Do you expect it will be a difficult process with the CBA as talks start up after the celebration of this week?
Well, you know, I've never done one from this side. I was part of negotiating with the league back when I was a player and was part of the player association. And those days were different. You know, George Reed was president, and you know, George, you know, largely went in the room and talked to the league and, you know, came out with a deal. Look, I think from my lens, I'm optimistic. I think we've got a bright future with the CFL, but we're all going to have to work together. I think there's a way to grow this league, which is what everyone has always talked about and what everyone has always wanted. And there seems, I feel like we've got a path forward now, which we'll obviously share with the players. But in the end, the best thing for all of us is to get a deal done and get playing, because that's what's best for the Canadian Football League and for our fans. So I'm optimistic. I like the players. I feel a great affinity for them. I want them to do well. I just know the path to do that is for the CFL to grow and get stronger.
Randy Ambrosi, the commissioner of the Canadian Football League, with us here this morning on Sportsnet 650. I do want to ask you about what the future of Halifax looks like, because I know there's a lot of buzz about the proposal of a new stadium. But I want to ask you this, and we keep talking about generationally and the generational gap with CFL and their fans. And I'd be curious to ask you this. A lot of people say, you know what, the answer would be in a video game to really find young people and connect. And I know you have the digital game that on mobile and smartphones that people can have with Football Frenzy. But tell me this, Randy. Would there ever be a conversation with EA Sports makes the Madden video game, and they sell about 7 million copies of that worldwide annually. Would there ever be a consideration to... you know, where you see the NHL video game and they have CHL teams and European teams, like in the German League and the Swiss League and the Swedish League and the Finnish League. Would there ever be a consideration to even, you know, to sell your rights just to have those teams, to have those nine teams in involved with the rub with such a popular brand that young people get behind?
Well, it is a big... It is a big opportunity, and I do, you know, from my lens, we have to take a fresh look at it. Our game has been a great success. We've got high engagement with a younger group of fans, so that's good. But I don't disagree with anything you said. I think it's time for us, and I think this has been a theme right from the day I started, is I think we need to take a fresh look at everything. I think we have to look at the whole gaming world. So I was in London and met with some experts there on the world of sports, and they were saying there are more gamers in Asia than there are people living in North America. Like the whole e-gaming world is just exploded with success, and I think we have to take a real hard look at how can our league participate and use that as a way to create fan engagement. So I agree. I think we got to look at it again and see if there's a path forward that helps us really grow.
You played as an Eskimo. You're back home there as a commissioner. What do you look forward to the most over the next 5 days?
Well, it's as you know, it's a great city. They love hospitality here. I just think the whole atmosphere, the festival is maybe the biggest festival plan that our league has ever seen. You know, they've got a zip line, they've got a downhill ski activation, they've got a tube ride, which I was told last night, I was warned that apparently I might be going down the tube carrying the Grey Cup, which I got to tell you, not exactly thinking that's going to be a good, that could lead to a bad outcome.
Yeah, wear a helmet.
Or an omen for your CBA negotiations going down the tube, right, Randy? I'm kidding.
Yeah, but I just think the whole thing, they've sold out of everything. Their gala dinner, the awards night. I think the awards night for me last year was special. You know, just the best of the best, getting a chance to acknowledge them. That's something I'm looking forward to. Then, of course, game day, and we got the intrigue of a matchup that, you know, based on what I'm, you know, watching and seeing and listening to, people don't quite know what to make of it. You know, with Ottawa playing so incredibly well, the game that Trevor Harris had, of course, Calgary, their pedigree speaks for itself. So I think we could be in for a real good one.
He is the commissioner of the CFL and one of our best friends of the show.
BFF.
BFF. Thanks, Randy.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.